Listen, we must move slowly. We must first establish clearly who the real killer is.
But then, when we're sure, we'll move in and take revenge.
Welcome back to the Beast Game Podcast. And we're going to be talking about the latest episode, season finale of Falcon and Winter Soldier. Sam Wilson finally gets the shield. And before anything, we want to say RIP Shock G, RIP the Black Rob. At some point, Shock G is doing the Humpty Dance in heaven. And Black Rob joined the mob. There ain't no replacing him. So we're going to go to the man that he wants to let you know that if you're trying to clean that trap money, invest in that Joe's coin. It started out as a meme coin, but now it's getting a lot of attention. Big Mike's like, yo, I got to get that money out of here. Like, take out the stash in the walls, yo. But Big Mike, how do you feel about this episode and the whole entire season of Falcon and Winter Soldier?
All right, for this episode, I thought this episode was good. I've actually seen a lot of negative reviews online. And that's the thing that I'm trying, is I don't understand how, other than you literally don't like the fact that Sam got the shield. Because beyond that, what other reason could you really have? Like, you'd have to really nitpick at this episode, in my opinion, to find a whole lot of fault with it. Especially since, to me, the season finale seemed like just a continuation of the end of the fifth episode. Like, it was a smooth transition into they're taking over the GRC vote. Sam sees it. He opens the case. And then literally this starts off with him coming in. It wasn't no real lead up. Like, it's literally a smooth transition. So if you like five, because apparently I was rated high, how do you not like six? Right. But overall, I thought the episode was great. Number one, hand clap to Marvel for comic accuracy, because that suit don't look like it walked off a damn comic book page. I don't know what else to explain. Like, it's spot on. To me, just the action, the way that they closed this entire chapter with the series as far as the season finale, like I said, I thought it was great. One thing I definitely want to highlight more than anything, full round of character development, not just for Sam, but also for Bucky. And then it's also the writing. I know Keith has mentioned this before with other episodes where you could tell that a black person wrote this. In particular, I'm talking about the scene where Sam comes down, the senators are like, thank you, we're going to continue to vote. And then he goes on that entire speech about why they need to not do the vote. It wasn't just poignant for black people. It was poignant for just life period as far as dealing with government and leadership. And the points that he was making. And he said the biggest thing I always ask people all the time is, you have people sacrificing their lives and getting upset and doing all these different things, but nobody ever stops to ask why. Right? Like, why would someone go to those lengths? And Sam kind of said the same thing. Because you don't have the people in the room. It's just you and your people making dumbass decisions for the rest of the world. And the fact that Marvel put that in the series and all the themes that they put in, and it worked seamlessly, is why they just succeed. They were able to make a quote-unquote woke point without overdoing it, without forcing the issue. Just great character and story development and weaving everything in there in a nice little bun. And then even left the series with, you could either do another season or you could do a movie. And everything was just done well. Even John Walker, if you didn't like him for like a split second, you kind of like the dude for his little redeeming moment. He's still a jackass, whatever. Thought it was an all-around good episode. I think it was an all-around good season. I did not like any episodes. I said WandaVision, I didn't like one and two at first. Appreciate them later on. With Falcon and Winter Soldier from episode one all the way through, I thought it was a great series. Really thoroughly enjoyed it. To see Bucky come full circle where he started to now making amends, and he seems to be happy and at peace with moving on with his life, even with Steve Rogers not being around anymore, but even him and Sam's relationship and how all that's coming together, I think it's great. If I had to nitpick, it may be the Sharon Carter angle. I'm more so I'll wait to see how that goes. I thought it was a fantastic episode.
So, Keith, how did you feel about this episode?
I'm going to echo a lot of what Mike said. It came full circle. Maybe the best episode of the season. Sam looked good. Anthony Mackie looked good as Captain America. Picture perfect what it is. I didn't like the shoulder pads too much, but I'm pretty sure they'll fix that with the movie. I like that two episodes we got the whole, would you ever take the super soldier serum? He was straight up, no. Hell no, I don't want that. He doesn't need it. This was his debut. He was doing some shit that Chris Evans' stunt work, they handled him in the shield, and his fight choreography was completely fluid with the shield. Anthony Mackie was working with the wings, robot drone birds, the shield, the whole nine yards, is everything. And it worked out pretty flawless. Thought the Batroc fight was a little awkward, but you couldn't get everything going in there. But come to think of it, I rewatched The Winter Soldier, and that fight scene was about the same length of time it took for Captain America to take him down. There was a lot about it I liked. I was happy to see Carly's whole mess come to an end. I thought she was probably the weakest part of the whole thing, show.
Thank God.
She didn't look like she had been through it. She did not look like she had seen the struggle. She just looked entitled. Quite honestly, it wasn't until Sam's monologue at the end that I finally understand what her beef was. I thought that they were just entitled little brats being all pissy
about
shit.
Yeah, and they don't really explain that too well. And I think it ties into what Mike was saying about Sharon Carter. But go ahead.
The GRC, everyone came back after the blip or the snap. The blip is stupid. We'll call it the snap, all right? After the snap was undone, everyone's brought back. Apparently 5 years, everyone decided they was like, half the world's population was gone, which means that we've got like mansions just sitting around open, jobs for everyone. Schools will open up. Everyone was pulling together. It wasn't borders. It was everyone pulling together and the horror of having half the universe being wiped out of existence. Then all of a sudden, everyone comes back. Now they have to undo 5 years of what happened. Two sides of a very difficult conversation. When Sam started talking about it, his monologue was, you're making decisions without the right people in there. This little subset, that you got the leaders of the world making decisions for everyone else. And you don't have the right people in there, and you're not listening to the right people. I like that Zemo was still plotting and planning. Even when he was in jail, apparently him being in a raft is part of his plan too. So I'm looking forward to seeing more of him. Went out like a G, sat back after the Flag Smashers got the last of them were killed. No more Super Soldier Serum. It's over and done with. Bucky's arc coming to a close. One part closes, another part opens because technically he's a fugitive, dodged his therapy training, and he's on his own. Sam being like Captain America, that works. But he had to come into himself and step into it. Isaiah Bradley's storyline was wrapped up nicely. I kind of wanted to see some hint that his grandson had some power of his own, but they kind of let that go either way with it. Ended quite well, and I like how at the very end of the episode, they changed it from it wasn't the Falcon and the Winter Soldier, it became Captain America and the Winter Soldier. Set in stone that this is the new Captain America, this is his introduction and debut. They're developing a Captain America 4, a fourth movie, so I'm like it.
He's like, proved himself.
More than proved himself. A lot of the stuff he put out there was on the nose, but it was necessary. It didn't detract from the story. The story wasn't all about a Black Captain America. The host of issues going on there. Whether or not people should be developing, trying to create their own superpowered soldiers, Zemo's whole point of superpowered tyrants, and whether or not government should be able to do that type of thing. I like that John Walker, they stepped his character up, pulled him away from the brink of him being just this one-sided caricature of a villain. He wasn't a villain. And I like that Bucky and Falcon didn't treat him as a villain for the most part. Dude, you need help. You need to take a step back. It wasn't, we're out to get you, we're out to put you down because you
represent the man. He's not just out for bloodlust. Yeah, he's not just out for bloodlust. He had an issue.
He had trauma.
Yeah,
he had real trauma. Like, and it had a whole thing about him. Clearly, he was suffering from PTSD, or at least the onset of it. And he was going through it even before he became that. He had trying to live up to something that was bigger than him. He just wasn't cutting it. Now he's kind of taking a step back and he's no longer Captain America. He's like, I'm something else. U.S. agent. So there we go.
He doesn't even need the shield. My man. Jay, how do you feel about this episode?
I thought this was a great episode. Perfectly wrapped everything up in a nice little bow. Each character got their piece. You know what I mean? I was really invested in the character. I was invested in Bucky. I was invested in Sam. I was even invested in Walker. And to be honest with you, the hidden MVP of this series is actually fucking Zemo. And I kind of like the way they portrayed him as a mastermind. Great. I love it. Captain America did a very good job. I understood his back and forth with taking the shield, with not taking the shield. I get it. And they explained that to a T. They explained it perfectly well in his monologue. His monologue was perfectly stated. I mean, it was just, it's actually accurate to what's going on now. I like that they tied up the ends with Bucky and him getting some type of peace, even though, like, I think Keith or Mike may have said it, that this is only one out of many, so he has a long way to go. I like that they also showed them working together as a team. This was basically Sam's debut. And it was a great debut. I was impressed. The suit looked great. I mean, it was very comic accurate. I didn't think they were going to do it that well. I thought they were going to do like a little spin on it, but they did it damn near perfectly. only issue that I have is that Sam needs to start throwing some hands better, man. And he was doing all right. But he made up for it with his agility, his acrobatic moves, you know, with the flight suit, with the wings, and, you know, the shield being it. It was a good job. He is Captain America, but a different version of what we're seeing. But it still works. I loved how they just did Isaiah. I was hoping they would do that. It was wonderfully done. It was perfect. A lot of people don't know his story in the comics. Kind of dark. True for the times that the story was taking place in. For him to get some recognition, that was the icing on the cake. I really enjoyed this. I'm looking forward to Captain America 4, especially with the showrunner being the person that's leading the charge. I'm curious to see where this is going to go. And I just hope that people keep themselves open-minded about how people are, man. They end up being like in the actual comics when Falcon became Captain America, he was saying, not my Captain America and shit like that. So we'll see where this is going to go.
I think the weakest part of this season is the Carly character. Trying to make her some sympathetic version of a villain or an antagonist. Can't call him a villain. Call her an antagonist. It does not work. It makes the show a little less great than what it should be. And then it also turns into the Agent Carter question that I don't think that really works that well for the show, but I guess we need to see what this does for season two or Captain America and the Winter Soldier season one, whatever you want to call it. But the Carly character, I don't ever want to see that character ever come back in any capacity. I think it is probably next to Thor the Dark World's villain, one of the worst. They basically did the same thing they had done with Ant-Man. That villain, it's the same thing, and it does not work.
Ant-Man villain, Ghost, you understood completely why she was doing what she
was
doing.
I don't care. I don't care.
You understood why.
I don't care.
Charlotte, you know what the hell she was going through.
She was a weak character, though, but yeah, you didn't understand her motives.
Yeah.
We didn't touch on her motives long enough. It was very briefly mentioned, and if you didn't catch it, like I said, you basically missed it. And really, the only reason why I kind of appreciated it a little bit, the little subtle mention, is because to me, it was a very subtle nod to Thanos was right. This is what he kept saying.
Yeah.
Well, again, I just don't think that her character is a very good addition to Marvel Cinematic Universe. Ultimately forgettable. The main focus of this season is Sam, is Bucky. And then my man, John Walker. This episode, that first action scene with Sam, I was like, yeah, you got the shield, you got the new suit, and he is who he needs to be. He's not second fiddle. He's not the sidekick. I mean, even John Walker kind of like, yeah, you know, I could use somebody like you on my team. No, he is Captain America. There's no, he is the Falcon or the Black Falcon or like whatever you want to refer to him. He is Captain America, plain and simple. Like, there's no my Captain America, this Captain America, and my man John Walker. But Bucky, like, Bucky's character is likely the most fleshed out character this season. 100% wrong about that trailer. I'm like, they can't do this whole we're all in therapy and are working through our issues. And I was wrong. Like, it turned out to be much more than that. When they introduced the John Walker character, the John Walker Captain America character, and he just wound up being a foil to Sam and Bucky's plans for certain things. He got his redemption, that it was good to see the U.S. agent, Captain America, Bucky all work together to solve a problem. Whatever happens to John Walker's character after this, based off of Julia Louis-Dreyfus' character, we'll see. And then also this whole thing about Agent Carter, Sharon Carter, whatever her name is. But works well aside from the Carly character. Like, if it was Bellatrock doing all this, I could see that. That works. Georges St-Pierre needs to get his butt kicked because he was ducking fights.
Let me ask you this. Is it because of the Carly character or how they portrayed her?
Both. Both. I think one is the actress. Two is the way the character is written. And three is the execution. So it's multiple things, and it really boils down to the actress. She cannot pull it off. The name Carly is not intimidating on any level.
Okay, true.
It does not strike fear to be, oh, Carly's come to get you. Carly's come to get you, Keith. It's like, for real? All right.
I'll leave the door open. I can see what you're saying.
Shout out to Lamar, yo. I was hoping that you could come back, maybe as a Winter Soldier-esque character.
You could have just been like Rhodey, got really hurt and shit.
Yeah, but they should have saved this character. Or at least, again, kind of introduced it the way that maybe Hodger took him and turned him into the Winter Soldier, the new Winter Soldier. And then you get Captain America versus the Winter Soldier again. But my man John Walker got his redemption. Big Mike, you were talking about earlier that people did not like this episode. What did people not like about the episode?
So the one major complaint was people felt the episode was rushed.
It was probably the longest episode.
50 minutes. So it was one of the longest. And again, I don't understand how anybody could feel like it was rushed. It was a finale. And it felt like a finale. And it had the pace of a finale to me. The other big complaint that I keep hearing is the Carly character. They didn't like the fact that she died or how it happened.
Oh, I was happy.
Hold on. Would you say they complained about Mike? Carly. This next part?
Carly. They didn't like the way her character died and how that whole thing played out.
I don't even remember her dying. How did she die?
She got smoked by Sharon Carter. Dropped her.
Oh, yeah.
Put two in her chest.
And I would only imagine that that goes to the whole woke thing, right? Oh, you know, we understand her struggle and what she's trying to do, and we agree with it. So how could you kill that character off? And it's
no.
How did you not see that coming? Because that's the whole thing Sam kept trying to get her to was, if you don't stop, what next? Eventually, at some point, it's going to end, and it's not going to end good. Those are the main two things I keep saying. But, I mean, articles keep coming out saying that it's the lowest scored one on Rotten Tomatoes, and it keeps getting bad reviews and all this other stuff. And
the show did what it needed to do. Extend the Marvel Cinematic Universe on a non-cosmic level. The next thing is basically give Sam his due at the end of the greatest Marvel movie ever. He got the shield. And the way that this played it is that he understands that the shield comes with a legacy. He doesn't feel he needs to continue. And ultimately gets the shield. Redefines what the shield means. How is that wrong? All that gets solved in this episode. How is it wrong? When people were loving the previous episodes. I don't understand. Except for the Carly side things. I just hope that she never comes back. And she just winds up being a wiki entry.
Asked me, did she die? And I said, well, if you didn't see a body bag, because they just put her on a stretcher. I said, if you didn't see a body bag, I would assume that she could possibly come back.
Yeah, I hope not. I mean,
I wouldn't be surprised.
No!
Basically. Yeah.
Some of the things I've seen, I think mostly it's the typical veiled Zemo and John Walker were the real stars of the show. And just like, oh, God. Here we go.
Bucky's character might have taken the backseat to Sam. John Walker, the history of Captain America, you knew that was going to have to come. Now, even before this show, I think Mike was saying, like, oh, yeah, they're going to recast Captain America. I think I might have nominated Clint Eastwood's son, Scott Eastwood, to be Captain America. But I think Wyatt Russell's introduction into the MCU is warranted. It worked out well because, as Mike was explaining, he was getting death threats.
Right, and how do you go from sending dude death threats, you're not my Captain America, to you get a Captain America, and now you have said about it, other than to say you didn't want the black guy to get the shield. Y'all wanted Bucky to get it, and you're pissed.
And it already happened in the comic book. So again, Steve Rogers is not coming back.
Right.
No, exactly. He is done.
He's done.
I mean, he's effectively written out of the whole thing, like, in the best way possible.
He got the life that he wanted.
There's a rumor that came out that, and I can't remember who the other person is for the life of me, because the second person is when I went WTF. So there's a rumor there were two major cameos that were filmed for the season finale. And one was Chris Evans. And Marvel decided to cut both of them. Same way Doctor Strange was in WandaVision, and they cut that. I was telling Star, I was so happy that they cut it, because had they put Steve Rogers in this in any capacity, would have overshadowed anything that Anthony Mackie just did for six episodes and diminished the whole purpose of the season, which was to pass the mantle to him. Like I told her, to me, this season was like a origin story in a way, getting it out of the way to go full-fledged with the movie. And let's be honest, he's earned it at this point. So it was one of the best decisions you could make, which was to not diminish his life because he's worked hard enough to earn this. He's earned the right. And like you said, it's happened in the comics. So for all you people who quote-unquote swear you're comic book fans, how can you be upset with this? And if you're a fan of the comics, then you know Chris Evans can come back at some point, which is already rumored he is, but his project will have nothing to do with Captain America 4. But you already know in the comics that Steve Rogers was back as an older self, Alfred the Batman, to Sam. He would toss him an earpiece. He wasn't out fighting, but he would just toss him an earpiece and got him. You can do the same thing.
Yeah.
At some point, you move on from characters. So stop with the bullshit that's not subtle and that people can see.
And it's like the show already set all this stuff up. So it's not like all of a sudden he just got the shield and there's no build up to it. No. They spent six episodes trying to explain why.
Set up, and then Steve Rogers walks in like, yeah, I'm back. I changed my mind. Go ahead and give him the shield back. No.
I don't understand that side of that criticism. You understand what the show is for. They had already established it. They have already made the dialogue. There's several episodes talking about race and what that means to America.
Yeah, that's the big problem. That's the biggest thing. Their thing is that they are sick and tired of tension and divide, and they call anything that brings that up as race baiting. They can't come out and say that Captain America and the Winter, Falcon and the Winter Soldier is actually race baiting.
Now call it whatever it is, Joe. It's called Captain America and the Winter Soldier now.
Might as well call it that. They can't call it race baiting because this is ripped straight out of the damn comic books. Marvel did that storyline with the Black Captain America, 15 years ago? Yeah. Like, years ago.
About 10.
It was years ago that they put that out there. That's bold. That's amazing. It makes perfect sense. They tested the Super Soldier Serum out on a bunch of black guys. That makes sense for the back in the days. People were assholes back then. To come and have it pop up here, it's the same thing. It's like, we got to listen to people telling us about how John Walker, but he's not bad. The criticism was so thinly veiled. They kept trying to justify all the little things and stuff. But I thought the biggest thing was the real heroes of the show, Zemo and John Walker. You're like, what? Like,
the real heroes of the show is the dialogue.
Zemo and John Walker were fantastic characters. Yeah. Zemo's never been a character show. Like, truth in comic book, he's probably one of those few characters where the comic books are just a vague shadow of what the potential of that character. Because like Captain America's Civil War, and in this, light years ahead of anything that came out in the comic books. I mean, he plotted everything out. Destroyed the Avengers.
He was a mastermind, man.
I mean, he broke up the damn Avengers, dude. Broke them up. Broke them.
So we're talking about John Walker, Zemo, Battlestar.
Mm-hmm.
Ultimately, I guess you can say Carly. Carly's the weakest one.
She was such disgust, Joe.
I mean,
she was terrible, though.
I mean, Carter is okay. She fits into this. And the same thing happened in the Captain America movies, that she was there. Like, her addition to that, her addition to pretty much Captain America Winter Soldier worked. And it would be understandable for her character to be in this one. It's another Captain America show. Another show about a different Captain America. Yes, you should be there. There's no more S.H.I.E.L.D., but she represents ideals at this point, different ideals than what S.H.I.E.L.D. is, but some of that might be Julia Louis-Dreyfus' character for at least a short period of time. The side characters, the non-main characters, the supporting cast, aside from Carly, was strong. The show is Falcon and the Winter Soldier. It focused on the Falcon. It focused on the Falcon's journey from just view of being a soldier, his view of being American, his view on race, his view on living in the shadow of who used to be Captain America. That's what the show was about. If you didn't see, at least from one of the trailers, that's the focus of the show. So how can you say the supporting cast were better than the two main characters, two lead characters? It's their show. And the thing is that they were already working together in the previous movies. Sam and Bucky's chemistry, aside from just kind of like Bucky's, I'm a little bit closed off, I'm trying to go through catharsis, I'm trying to resolve my issues, their acting is all on point because they had already done it in several movies. The way that the show is written is still written the same way that these Marvel Cinematic Universe movies are done. So there's nothing really inconsistent aside from the villain side of it. If people are already unhappy with this show, you should be unhappy with the previous Marvel movies then. Because the show had everything that the Marvel movies would have.
I will agree with you on that. The criticism and the people not liking it, all the criticisms of the show tell me that it was very specific. They did do one thing, and that is they sat through and watched all six episodes, beginning to end. And while they may nitpick about what they didn't like about it, they watched it. And I'm almost positive they're going to watch what's coming up next as well. We'll agree on one thing, though, that there were moments throughout the whole series, I kind of held my breath a little bit when they went to a certain length, start talking to Isaiah Bradley. I was like, oh, this is about to get seriously real, especially with the way people are talking about vaccinations and everything. I was like, oh no. And like, they didn't shy away from it, but like the way Malcolm Spellman, I think it was direct enough. Yet at the same time, he didn't have Anthony Mackie stand on a pedestal or stand on a soapbox and preach.
Papa Doc.
All right, hey, you got to do this, you got to do that, and I'm a black man and I'm just so oppressive. No, you can't have this. He was speaking from intelligence. The fact that he was speaking so empathetically, I think it made the message he was going,
it was heard
a lot more. Yeah, there you go. The message was heard a lot better than as opposed to being someone just tuning it out saying another black guy's about to preach to us about how bad the white guy has oppressed them.
Opposite side of that, Isaiah was the other side of that coin.
In your face, just direct with that shit.
You can't blame him for feeling the way he felt on the same page, but just two sides of the same coin. That's all it was. That's all it was. And you can't blame Isaiah for feeling the way he felt. You can't blame Sam for feeling the way he felt. Neither one of them are wrong. You can't really say, well, he's wrong. No, they're both right. Mm-hmm. It's just a different perspective on a certain viewpoint. That's all.
Particularly talking about Isaiah and Sam, a lot of it has to do with the time period.
Right, exactly.
All right, so we're going to try to wrap this up, but this is Beast Gang 600. 600 episode of Beast Gang.
Ended on a good note.
Yeah.
Like, good stuff, man. I mean,
it could have been Mortal Kombat.
I was going to let it be Mortal Kombat.
Nah.
We talked about Invincible before that.
Yeah, but yes, it is Beast Gang 600. So out of all this, I will just say that, one, we just reviewed a very good series. And if you don't like it, as Big Mike would say, you're smoking that good stuff. And yeah. Biggest thing from this is that we're all friends. We're still here throughout coronavirus, the pandemic, theaters closed, everything shifting to TV, whether it be movies or just streaming. But glad you guys are here. Glad we're still debating and discussing our different viewpoints and topics. Might not agree with him all the time. I might give a little bit lower scores than certain things, but
a little bit. Mr. Zero. I mean, how many zeros you got this year?
Probably one. I mean, I'd give Carly a zero, but
I think I may have more zeros than him this year.
Maybe. Again, you guys want to make some comments about Beast Gang 600?
It's been a long time. We've been doing this for a while, and it gets better and better each time we do it. It's been a great experience. I sound like this is the end for me, but it's been a great experience. I look forward to doing more. Double that, at 1200, and keep it moving. Get better, better entertaining, dialogue, everything. Just improve, entertain everyone, and just keep it going.
Big Mike?
I would say this. I've already said this to y'all before, but thought I would be about Marvel and the MCU, and Jay would listen to me rant on the phone and then turn into a, hey, you want to come on the podcast one day? And I was like, sure, but only if everybody wants me on there. So, you know, again, for the umpteenth time, I just thank y'all for opening your world up to me and let me come in and talk about this crazy shit. I've thoroughly enjoyed it and look forward to continuing doing it. And y'all want to do it until we're in nursing homes and can barely hear through a hearing aid, I'm down.
Well, I mean, we're all doing this in our different ways, in different capacities, whether it be me and Keith, me and Jay, man. Like you and Jay, like me and Matt and Jay and Keith and Tyrone. Like, we're all doing it somehow.
Yeah, so. We were all doing it. The original podcast was outside the parking lot of, which one was it?
Regal.
Which is out there in the parking lot and going over what the heck we saw.
Probably first started with Inception. But. All right, Matt. your comments about Beast King 600.
Appreciate the friendship, believe it or not. And it seems like it used to be 400 miles apart from where you guys are, now to 4,800 miles apart. So appreciate the opportunity to still interact with you guys, no matter how far, how many different time zones. Looking forward to another 600 episodes, if not more.
Matt just wants to let you know, I am Captain America. Keith, any wrap-up comments?
I can't believe Apocalypse is our first podcast.
Like, yeah.
Yeah.
I could have sworn we started on something big. Like,
no.
No, that was it.
God damn.
No.
Terrible-ass movie.
No.
Well, we have indeed come a long way. And see some good stuff, some a lot of bad. But enjoy the good conversation. With the occasional, every once in a while, the wise will drop in and give their 2 cents. It's been good. Looking forward to more. Enjoy the rest of it. So that's the Beast Game podcast, I guess.
All right. Well, we'll wrap up with that. Beast Game 600.
It's the Beast Gang. The only movie critics you can trust won't be found here.
You're good men. Good men can't tolerate criminals. I'm criminal. Therefore, I can't tolerate you. Kill you.
Then why?
Because you killed a man in my gang.